Today, I want to speak about the Shira. This week is Parshas Beshalach, and we lay in the Shira. It's Shabbos Shira. Yes?
Can I put in a request?
Yes, absolutely.
What's the guidelines for standing at Shabbos Shira? In other words, why do you have to stand by Yevarach David?
Oh, by Yevarach David.
There's a dibra, some don't stand up.
No, we're talking about davening. Which parts of davening? These okay. Okay. It's a very good point. Why are certain parts of davening do you stand and why do you sit?
That's
excellent. Some stand, some sit. It's a very, very good topic. Okay, but today I want to discuss the Shira. This week, obviously, is Shabbos Shira. We lay the Shira. And more than just laying the Shira, we say the Shira every single day. It's part of the Nusach HaTfilah, part of Pesukei DeZimra. Before we conclude with the Yishtabach, we begin with Vayosha Hashem B'yam B'hu, all the way through the Shira. And we even did a few more lines. After we finish Hashem B'loch L'yolom B'wed, we say a few more Pesukim, Ki Vosos Paro, Ki L'Hashem Hamlucha. What is this all about? So before we begin, we first have to mention that this addition to Pesukei DeZimra of the Shira, eating the Shira, is relatively speaking a modern thing.
What's modern?
1,000 years. 2,000 years. It's a new innovation. The Rambam in Hilchos Tefillah, when he describes Pesukei DeZimra, says that he goes through the Nusach Pesukei DeZimra, and there's no mention of the Shira. He says that after Yishtabach, you finish Pesukei DeZimra, which is primarily Ashrei and Baruch Sh'amar, that's the Haschalah, and then really is Ashrei, and the five Hallelujahs, and then Yishtabach. That's the main. That really is the main part of Pesukei DeZimra. Then it was also added by Baruch David, V'chrosim Marbris, and before we added
yes,
Hodu.
Yes, it's an add-on, and we stand for it. That's
correct. Okay, we also added by Hodu, and we added Yichavod, and it was added Mizmar Lasoda. Before we start, we had Ashkenaz adds. We add Mizmar Shir. But where did it come? This appears to be really a late addition. It used to be, before it was added, it was said after you finish Yishtabach.
Before Baruch.
You finish Pesukei DeZimra, you finish Yishtabach, and as you're waiting for the Shliach Tzibur to get to Yishtabach and to begin with Chatzi Kaddish and then say Baruch Hu, it was customary to say at that point the Shira. The Rambam writes, some people had a different custom. This I have not seen printed in any Siddur. Instead of saying the Shira, they said Shiras Hazinu. Parshas Hazinu, Hazinu Hashamayim Va'adaver, V'sishmaritz Imrefi, that's also a Shira. That Shira is not written in the Torah like the Shira of Oz Yashu, or Riach Al-Gavi Levena. It's written in two columns. Also a Shira. Some had the custom to recite that Shira after Yishtabach. And then the Rambam says, some had the custom to say both. To say Oz Yashu and Shiras Hazinu. However, it's not our custom, obviously, to recite Oz Yashir, and for some reason, at some point in time, it was taken from after Yishtabach and was put before Yishtabach to make it more part of Shiras, more formally part of Pesukei DeZimra. Now, the question is why? What is this all about? So one of the more popular reasons given to explain why we have the Shira is because it's an introduction to Kriyashma. Kriya Shema is Kabbalas Ol Malchus Shemaim. Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. We formally accept upon ourselves HaKadosh Baruch Hu's authority. As an introduction, we do other things. For example, we recite the Kabbalas Ol Malchus Shemaim of the Malachim. We go through the Malachim. Kadosh, Kadosh, V'Kadosh, Hashem Tzivakos, Baruch Kvar Malchus Ol Yolom. But why do we say that? Why is that mentioned in the Birchas Kriya Shema? Why do we have to say those things? Because we want to prepare. We can't just wake up, open our eyes, and say, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. The best way to prepare is to watch. Let's observe how others, the Malachim also are Mekabel O Malchus Shemayim. What do they say? Kadosh, 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 Baruch Kivot. Let us practice. Let's practice with that. Finally, when we're ready, we say the brachas and we do some practice. We're now ready to say Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. It appears that that's not enough. We have to do other things to get us in the mood to be mekabel ol malchus hashemayim. Psukei dezimra does not accomplish that. Psukei dezimra is nothing more than words of praise, shavach v'hoidot HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But the shira is a form of kabbalas ol malchus hashemayim. Why? What's the last pasuk of the shira? Hashem yimloch li'olam vo'ed. Hashem is king. Hashem will be king forever and ever. Hashem Yimloch is the climax of the Shira, which means the entire Shira itself is bringing us up to the level, bringing us up to the climax where we can say Hashem Yimloch li'olam vo'ed, which is a minor form for us of Kabbalas Ol Malchus Shemayim that can serve as a transition to come to the ultimate Kabbalas Ol Malchus Shemayim, which is fulfilled with Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad.
In some Siddurim,
yeah,
they have after the Shira, Pasuk Shema Yisrael.
Exactly, that is in addition exactly why it says in some Siddurim, Sarascha Kasuv Leimar, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Yeah,
that doesn't explain its placement.
Before Yishtabach. Okay, so that's only one reason. There are other reasons. This would explain why the Rambam says it was said afterwards. After Yishtabach was over, you finished Pesukei Dezimra. We're now gearing up to Kabbalah Asol Malchus Shemayim. We need a little encouragement. We need a little practice. So the practice will be, we're going to say Oz Yashir. It's also a very nice transition, because Oz Yashir is a song. It's a Shira, which blends very well into the Pesukei Dezimra. But on the other hand, it's a Shira which concludes with Kabbalas Ol Malchus Shemayim. Pesukei Dezimra are purely words of Shedach V'Hoidah. Birchas Kriya Shema is primarily Kabbalas Ol Malchus Shemayim. Oz Yashir captures them both. It's a very nice transition to go from saying Oz Yashir, you go from Shevach into Kabbalas Ol Malchus Shemayim. And that's what you explain very well, is why some of the custom, when you finish, you say, because we want to show, oh, we're getting there. We're reminding ourselves this was practice to come to what we're going to come to in a few moments. Another reason, what?
So in very old Siddurim, it was a Nusach, the Kahal said something before Baruch, like a version of Kabbalah.
They have it over here in the art scroll.
Right.
Yisparach v'yishtabach v'yisparar.
That might be able traceable back to the Oz Yashir afterwards, because if you say Oz Yashir,
yeah,
you're going to say a Baruch Hu without a Kaddish before it. It doesn't.
If you say Oz Yashir afterwards, after Yishtabach,
so then you're going to say Baruch Hu after you say Oz Yashir.
Why not?
L'chari, you need a Kaddish for
it. You know, you do have the Kaddish. You say Oz Yashir, then you say Kaddish.
Not after Yishtabach.
You know, you say Yishtabach, and then you say Oz Yashir. No. You say Oz Yashir. You say Yishtabach, then you say Oz Yashir, and then you say Kaddish. So it doesn't. I hear. You see, one of you saying an interesting idea is that some of that ties in.
So you have to say a Kaddish by Baruch Hu, and this is.
Yeah, I didn't see that. There could be there's some explanation that fits along those lines. So that is one. There's another very similar approach. Why is because that's an extension from the times of Gezer of Shmad, when the government did not allow the Jews to say Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, so they snuck it in. They secretly, when the guards were not watching, the guards were very limited in what they knew. They knew that the place in the city when they say Shema Yisrael is in Birchas Kriya Shema, so they would not permit us to do so. So instead, we snuck it in during Pesukei Dezimra. At the end of Pesukei Dezimra, we snuck it in with Sarasa, Kosov Lemar, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Similar reason given why we say Shema Yisrael in Korbanos. Also because of Gzeres of Shmad, when they did not allow us to say it in the regular place in the davening, so we snuck it in over there. Some who came late, I guess, couldn't say it there, so they said during Pesukei Dezimra. So this is one approach to explain why we have it over here. Now there are a few very interesting things about Oz Yashir. Number one, Hashem's name appears in Oz Yashir how many times? 18 times. 18 times, and that is there. Also there are 18 Pesukim when you include Vayosha. When you include Vayosha and Oz Yashir, there are a total of 18 Pesukim. obviously the number 18 is a very significant number in davening. There are Shmone Esrei brachos. We have 19 brachos because of the minim, but it used to be there were 18 brachos in Shmone Esrei. That's why it's called Shmone Esrei. And there are 18 shemos in Yehi Chavod. In the Mizmor we say Suk the Zim Yehi Chavod 18 times. Hashem's name appears in Yehi Chavod. Hashem's name of we have 18 times mentioned.
Or did you say Oz Yeshua?
Oz Yoshua, Hashem's name appears 18 times. And I'll show you that this theme of 18 is a theme which appears throughout the entire davening. It's the Shemon Esrei, in Oz Yoshua 18 times, in the Mizmo Yehi Chavod Hashem Lilom Yismach Hashem B'masav, Hashem's name appears 18 times. There used to be 18 Berchos HaShachar, Shloesani Ovid, Shloesani Isha, all those, there are 18 brachos. We add the 19 bracha of Hanosin LaYoiv Koach. So being that the number 18 is critical to our Nusach HaTfilah, that's another reason why Oz Yoshua was inserted, because it does give us that flavor of 18. By the way, 18, you say Hashem's name 18 times, how many letters have you said? Hashem has Yudke Vavke have 4 letters. So 4 times 18 is 72. The number 72, if you're into the number, to the number game, is a very significant number. It represents the Shleimus HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name, the larger name. That's why 18 times 4, Hashem's name 18 times, is a very, very significant thing. Now, interesting, halacha. There are some customs, I don't know, I have not seen this in practice, that in the base of El, they do not say Oz Yashir. Ever hear of this before?
No.
In the Beis Avel, there are some people that have that custom. Some even have the custom that on Tisha B'Av, you do not say Oz Yashir. It's not a time, what? Because it's a song. An Avelim on the Beis Avel and the time of Tisha B'Av, we're in the state of Avelus. It's not a time where you can say Ashir L'Hashem Ki Go'o Go'ah. We're not exactly in a very happy frame of mind to say such a thing.
Yeah, I would say it's for okay.
Yeah. There are different ways to do so, but it might not be the most appropriate way to do so. So, I mean, there are ways to express HaKadosh Baruch, to recognize Hashem is the Melech, but singing songs might not be the best. Okay, another reason why we say Oz Yashir. In Yishtabach, I don't know the details, but this is what it's given in many Sfarim. In Yishtabach, if you look very carefully, there are 15 expressions of praise. We have Yishtabach, and then we say Kilcha Noeh, Shir Ushvacha, Hallel Vizimra, Oz Umemshola, Netzach, Gidur Ugura. There are 15, some say there are nearly 18 expressions. 15 expressions, 18 expressions, there are many different expressions. Where do all of these expressions come from? So the answer is it comes from two places. You can find every one of these expressions of Shira in Vayavarech David, Es Hashem Le'enei Kol HaKohol Vayavarech David. Starting from there, he has number L'chashem HaGedula V'HaGevura V'HaTeferes V'HaNetzach V'HaHod. David HaMelech in Sefer, we read this in Divrei HaYamim, and in Oz Yashir. The combination, starting from Vayivarech David, going to V'Chorosim Bar Bris, all the way through Oz Yashir, when you go through all of the psukim, you will find every single expression of praise that is found in the bracha of Yishtabach. So when the Anshei Knesses HaGedola, when they formulated, they composed the bracha Yishtabach, and they wanted to extract every possible expression of praise, they drew it from the combination of Vayivarech David and Oz Yashir. That's how they came, they formulated, they crafted, they composed Yishtabach. That's why we, before we write Yishtabach, we go through the motions. We go through how did Chazal come to make a bracha Yishtabach. It's only through the study and the understanding of these two sections of Tzila. That's
an abbreviated version in
Yishtabach to serve you right. It's a bracha. Well, Yishtabach is a bracha. You have to conclude the Sukkah Zimah with a bracha Yishtabach. But it's right. It's an abbreviated form. It just extracts the actual words and summarizes these two expressions with one bracha Yishtabach. Exactly. Exactly. So that's another very important reason. That's another reason why we say Oz Yashir. Okay, now. A couple of other ideas. First of all, this is my own thought. When we begin Oz Yashir, the end of Oz Yashir, what is the end of Oz Yashir? We'll discuss in a few moments in more detail, but basically Hashem Yimloch Li'olam V'ed is the end of Oz Yashir. That's the end of the Shira. What is the beginning of the Shira? Oz Yashir, Moshe V'nei, Es Hashir Hazos L'Hashem V'ayomru Leymar Ashira L'Hashem Ki Go'o Go'o. Why is this expression appropriate to begin the Shira? So I just was thinking, we have this pasuk. It's not a pasuk. Hashem, Hashem, Moloch, Hashem Melech, Hashem U, Hashem Melech, Hashem Moloch, Hashem Yimloch. There are three different tkufas of Hashem's Malchus. It's now Hashem Melech, current, present, past, and future. Oz Yashir concludes with the future. Hashem, the simple translation, Hashem Yimloch, Yimloch, we'll discuss in a few moments, means the future. Hashem Yimloch will rule Le'olam Voed, the future. The Shira begins with a recognition that Hashem was the Melech in the past. How do I know that? It begins with Gaiva. Ashira LaHashem Ki Go'o Go'o. Now let me just go sidetrack to bring out the point. In the Aleph Beis, there's only one letter that has four letters. How do you spell Aleph? Aleph Lamed Pei. How do you spell Beis? Beis Yud Sof. Give me any letter. How do you spell Tes? Tes Yud Sof. Tes. How do you spell Zayin? Zayin Yud Nun. All the letters have three letters. Maybe some have two letters. There's only one letter that has four letters. Gimel. Gimel is Gimel Yud Mem Lamed. So the Darshanim explained that the word Gimel stands for Hashem, not in order, Hashem Moloch Geus Lavish. Gimel represents the concept of Gaiva. Now Gaiva is not for us. Me'od, Me'od, Havei Shval Ruach. The only one that is entitled to take hold of Gaiva is Zemelech. And certainly the Melech, Malchei HaMelachim, Kadosh Baruch Hu, to him is Geus, is the midah of being exalted. And that's what the Shir begins. Ashir LaHashem Ki Go'o Go'o. You are the most, you are exalted, you are most exalted over those who are exalted. Gaiva is described in the Tanakh as a levush. Hashem Moloch Geus Lavesh. Not only is it a levush, it's the levush of a melech. When a person becomes melech, we learned about this in Divrei Hayam, the melech wears special clothing. It shows who you are. The way HaKadosh Baruch Hu shows who he is Hashem Moloch, Hashem in the past tense, he created this world. By creating this world, he became the melech over this world. Lavash, he dressed himself in geos, in the midah of exaltedness, which we loosely translate, the midah of gaiva. Therefore, when you say go, it's a bleak reference to Hashem Moloch in the past tense. That's a very nice beginning when you know that the very end of the Shira is Hashem Yimloch. The Shira is sandwiched in between two expressions of Malchus. The very beginning of Hashem's Malchus, the Haschola of the Malchus, is when the Melech puts on the clothing for the first time. Hashem's clothing is Geos, Go'o, Go'o. So when we begin the Shira, Oz Yashir Moshe V'nei Yisrael Sashira Zos Hashem V'yomer Lema, what was the first thing they said? They basically were saying Hashem Moloch. And the way they expressed Hashem Moloch was with the words Go'o, Go'o, because those are synonymous. How do I know those two concepts are synonymous? That you are Moloch in the past, you became Meloch, because of the Pasuk Hashem Moloch Geus Lavesh. What's the end of the Shira? Hashem Yimloch Li'olam V'ed. So the point I just want to make is that the Shira is sandwiched between Hashem Moloch, Hashem Yimloch. And everything in between, of course, represents Hashem Melech. Everything is in the present tense, pretty much, in the Shira. Hashem, we recognize that all of these things continuously happen, and Hashem is always deserving of these words. And that fits very well, very nicely into a Hakdama to Kabbalas O Malchus Shemayim. Kabbalas O Malchus Shemayim is Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Basically, we're taking together all three, the past, the present, and the future. Okay, now let's go to another idea. Now this, we once discussed this a very long time ago. Art School did something very unique when they published about 30 years ago, a little less than 30 years ago, the Art School, their first Siddur, the Art School English Siddur. They did something that, to the best of my knowledge, no one ever did before, and no one did after, including themselves. Since Art School published their first English Siddur, they published, who knows, 10, 20, 30 Siddurim, Machzorim, every type of form in different languages and different permutations and different versions. But they did something in the very first edition that, to the best of my knowledge, they never repeated. I have it over here. They printed the Shira like it's written in the Torah. Ariach al gabei levena. I don't think anyone ever did that before. I don't think any of the new Siddurim, all the modern Siddurim, they have a lot of Siddurim, I don't think they do that. And Arzul themselves, okay, in their Yitzchak Yor, it's probably their bestseller Siddur, they don't have that. When they published their Hebrew-only Siddur, it's just straight text. No one was holding them back. Why didn't they...
Save space.
Well, they want to save space, but it's it imitates.
Art School doesn't save space. Art School uses
as
much space.
So, why did they do that? What's the shot? Okay, so the answer is obviously very simple. It's a nice little thing because when you're reading the Shira, you want to read the Shira the way it's written in the Torah, and there's something to it. The Shira is written in a certain fashion, Ariach al gabei levena. There's something to it. The problem is, where does the Shira end? Now, there's a big, big major league machloikis between the Ramban, and the Rambam. Okay, Ramban with a Nun, and the Rambam, famous Moshe ben Maimon, as to where the Shira ends. The Ramban says the Shira ends, Hashem Yimloch Liolam Bo'ed. That's the end of the Shira. The problem is that in our Sifrei Torah, we have among us, it's not true in all Sifrei Torah, it was not true in years ago, but the Shira continues to be written in the form of a Riach al gabei levena after you pass Hashem Yimloch Li'olam. If you open up a Sefer Torah, Torah, and you'll see Hashem Yimloch Li'olam Moed, and then it goes on. Kivosus paro berichlo uvi farasha vayam, vayashav Hashem alem esneyam, vene yishalchu vayabashav sochayam, ends there. Those words, that next pasuk, is also written in the form of a Riach al gabei levena. There's blank space. It's broken up in this very unusual form, which indicates that that's also part of the Shira. The Ramban says it's not part of the Shira. The Shira ends with the words Hashem Yimloch Li'olam Moed. And therefore, many Balei Kriya go on Shabbos, take note of what your Baal Kriya does on this coming Shabbos. They sing the Shira in a certain unique melody. All different ways, some sing the Shira, they end off every pasuk in the melody, some only sing specific psukim which have Hashem's name. There are different customs as what to do. But the question is, do you sing the last pasuk, Kiva Sus Para Baruch Ba'uvi Farash Vayam, when they come, Farash Vayash Hashem Esmem of Nesh, Hochu Vayabasha, are they going to end off? Are they going to end off those last words with that melody? According to the Ramban, no, it's absolutely not. It's a tolus. It's a mistake. That's not part of the Shira. And indeed, many Balei Kriya do not. The Rambam disagrees. The Rambam holds that it is really part of the Shira. It's part of the Shira, and the Nafka Minu for us would be that it should be sung as part of the Shira. It used to be, years ago, it's not common anymore today, that there were different types of Sifrei Torah. Some Sifrei Torah, when you got to Hashem Yimloch Li'olam Bo'ed, that was the end. That was the end of the part of the Sifrei Torah that was written, Ariach al gabei levena, and from there on in, it was written straight. Today, that's not the custom. Every single Sifrei Torah today, it continues to be written, Ariach al gabei levena. So, the question is, why is this so? Very big question, why is it so? If we, most of us, follow the custom of the Ramban, that the Shira is over, yeah?
But they sing also the part with Miriam.
Right, that's a separate thing, that's a separate Shira. But the Shira of the Bnei Yisrael, it ends, Hashem Yimloch Li'olam Bo'ed. So it's a very difficult question, and basically, some want to say that it's a pshara, that we acknowledge the Rambam's opinion in writing, the way it's written in the Torah, but halacha l'mayis, like a yeshem l'mikra, yeshem l'mesora. There's a way that it's written and the way that it's expressed, the way you pronounce it. The way you sing it is Hashem Yimloch Le'olam, what is the end? But in Mikra, the way it's written in the Torah indicates the Shira continues to go on. That last pasuk is a quasi Shira, semi Shira. A little bit, I once saw a drush that says that it's not yet happened. That last pasuk is Al Ha'osit. Al Ha'osit is going to be another Kibbutz Golios, and the Kibbutz Golios is really it's a nevuah. The Shira is a nevuah. It's really capturing it in the Shira, and when that pasuk will be fulfilled, then we're going to sing it. But at this point in time, it's only there. It's waiting to happen. So it's written like a Shira, but it's not yet sung like a Shira. There's such an approach. Now why do I tell you that the minig is not like the Rambam? The Rambam, the Mechaber. Right, the Rambam, the whole Shulchan Aruch of Yosef Karo, 99% drew. I don't know, 99%, but by and large, drew from the Rambam. The Rambam is halacha. Why don't we follow the Rambam in this fashion? Well, the Minig Olam is not, because what do we do Psukei the Zimra? When we say Psukei the Zimra, we repeat Hashem Yimloch Le'olam Vo'ed twice. Why do we repeat Hashem Yimloch Le'olam Vo'ed twice? Most of us, I assume you do. When you do Pesuk the Zimra, in the Sidurim, it says Hashem Yimloch Le'olam Vo'ed, and it says Nochamal, Hashem Yimloch Le'olam Vo'ed, and then in parentheses it says Hashem Alchutzei Ko'em Le'olam Lo Me'olamaya. So why do we repeat it twice? So to indicate this is where it ends. It ends here, and you repeat something twice to indicate the end. Otherwise, if it would not be for a purpose, it would be forbidden to do so. It's like saying Shema, Shema twice. If a person says Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, Mishaskin I say. We tell them, quiet. You're two Rishuyos. How many gods are there? There's one God or two gods. If there's only one God, why are you saying Hashem Yimloch Le'olam Vo'ed? You can't allow to say it twice. I'm not saying it twice because there are two gods. I'm saying it twice to indicate this is the end. Oh, very good. This is the end of the Shira. If that's really true, so why then do you continue singing, saying the next words, Kivos Sus Par, after we say Hashem Yimloch Le'olam twice, we go Vaita. Kivos Sus Par, what's going on? So it's a very difficult question. You have to say like the Rambam, that even though the Shira is over, we acknowledge that there's another Pasuk that is questionable. It might be part of the Shira. Maybe it has not yet happened. The Rambam holds it as part of the Shira. So we're going to throw the Rambam a bone. And we're going to say, yeah, it's also there, but it's not part of the Shira. We're making this type of Pshar. I just found it very interesting that Art Scroll put themselves in a very difficult dilemma, because Art Scroll, they went and they put the entire Shira in Arich Avilavena, and they wrote, then it comes to Hashem Yimloch Le'olam Vo'ed, and they repeated it, and the next Pasuk Kivos Sus Paro is not written in the Art Scroll Siddur Arich Avilavena, which is, if you're writing it like the Torah, so you can argue, well, you should be consistent. In the Torah, everything is Arich Gabi Levena. But yet in the Nusach HaSidur, you say Hashem Yimloch Le'olam Vo'ed twice to indicate that it's over. So you're putting yourself in a very difficult position when you're playing around and you're trying to copy what it's in the Torah, when with the Nusach HaTzfilah, we're doing different than the way it's actually written in the Torah.
You have to put in the Aramaic.
What?
Hashem Yimloch
Le'olam
Vo'ed, saying twice, goes back hundreds of years.
Yeah, it seems so, yeah.
But the Nusach of the Sefer Torah writing is not that way.
The Nusach of the Sefer Torah writing, it appears, was done different ways until more recent times.
Until the war.
Until, right. Then it became standardized.
Right, it became standardized because there was no Kabbalah.
Right. But until then, it was done different ways.
Right, so when we did it today, why did we pick the way like the Ramban?
It's a good question, I don't know.
Maybe
it's not more. A lot of Bali Kriya, you'll go, most shuls, a lot of Bali Kriya, you'll hear them singing the last pasuk. It's out of ignorance. Yeah.
Why did they write it?
I don't know the answer. There's a story with, even where, I know it goes back a little bit further. There's a story, I don't know where the story, I once read this about the time of the Chassam Sofer. That's already 200 years.
Yeah.
And there was a Sofer which made a big stink. He was a Sofer, and he wanted all the Sefer Torah to be written like I think the Ramban. That it should not be written. And he went on a crusade. Everyone has their mishagas, right? Everyone has their mishagas. Bugs in the water, and there's this, and there's that. This was his mishagas. He went on a crusade, he rallied the whole Klal Yisrael, and there was a lot of opposition. Minigav Hoseinu Biyodeinu. And he lost. The end was he was put down. I don't know what it means, put down exactly, but didn't have a good end. He went on a crusade. All the Sefer Torah should be standardized like the Ramban, and should come to an end.
Sounds like his own, has a shailas about the funny pays.
So there was a different Messiah, but Lachar, he's right, because the Shira is of, look at Nusach HaTfilah, the Nusach HaTfilah, the whole Klal Yisrael.
It has nothing to do with writing the Sefer Torah.
Okay, but there is a bridge, and the whole Klal Yisrael is saying Hashem Yimloch Le'olam Vo'ed twice to indicate the Shira ends here. That says something. Every single day, every person in Klal Yisrael, every sitter has Hashem Yimloch Le'olam Vo'ed twice. That says something, right? Yeah?
And they have a Ramesh. Why do they have their Ramesh?
So why do we say, all right, I want to include, I'm out of time, I want to include with a beautiful idea I came across from Rav Ashkenazi, the Avbezin of Kfar Chabad, got a lot of mileage out of his Sefer. A lot of very, very beautiful things. So what's going on? Why do we say all of a sudden, Hashem Yimloch Le'olam Voed, twice, Hashem Malchusei Ko'im Le'olam, what is going on here? He's saying Aramaic in the middle of the Shira. So some will answer, we want to be Mekayim Shnayim Nikra V'yecha Targum. We want to go and learn, we want to go into Birchas Kriyashma Mitoch Talmud Torah, and the way in Mekalma Talmud Torah is Shnayim Mikra V'yecha Targum, since this really is the end of Psukim de Zimra. These other Psukim are additions, these other Kila Shem HaMluchim Shola Goyim, these are Psukim of Kabbalah, these last three Psukim after the Shira are Psukim of Kabbalah, Ol Malchus Shemaim, to lead us into the Birchas Kriyashma, which are focused on Ol Malchus Shemaim, V'hoya Hashem L'melech Al Kol Haaretz, but this is the end, so we want to end off with Torah. Person should remember when you finish Pesukei de Zimra, the Chashivas of Torah, the Zuchus Torah, and the way you Mekayim Talmud Torah is Shnayim Mikra V'yecha Targum Hashem Yimloch Li'olam Vo'ed Hashem Yimloch Li'olam Vo'ed, and now Targum Hashem Al Husei Ko'em Li'olam Ulolmei Olmaya. That's a very simple approach, and that's the very approach that appears in many Sfarim. But he has another Mahalach, a very beautiful Mahalach, and he says the words Hashem Yimloch Li'olam Vo'ed is the machlokes between the Targum and Rashi. Many times in Chumash, if you learn Chumash well, you know that the way the Targum translates a pasuk is very different than the way Rashi. Rashi claims, he makes the claim very often, that he's only giving pshat. No homiletics, no drushes. I'm just going to give you the simple translation of the pasuk. Didn't the Targum already do that for us? Didn't the Targum give us a simple translation of the pasuk? So, yes, he did, but there are different ways to translate the pasuk. The most classic example is, how do you translate the first pasuk in the Torah? Bereishis bara Elokim es ha-shamayim v'es ha-aretz. How does the English translate it? In the beginning. Is that what Rashi says? No. Rashi says, in the beginning of. There was a beginning. There already was a beginning. And now, in the beginning of that process, there was in the beginning of the Shemayim Varetz, the earth was Sohu V'Vohu. According to Rashi, the Torah is not starting at the beginning. The Torah is starting in the middle. There was a creation of Shemayim Varetz. That does not appear in the Torah. That was, but in that Tkufa, of the creation of the Shemayim Va'aretz, which already started before the Torah, there was Choshech Al Pnei HaSohom. That's a very complicated translation, and that's not what it says in just about every single English translation. Every single translation says, in the very, very beginning, Hashem created the Shemayim and the Aretz. Who says that translation? That's not what Rashi says. That's the Targum. That's the Targum's translation. Bereishis. Open up to the beginning. Bereishis. Bekadmin. Bekadmin. In the beginning. Bero Hashem Yashmai V'yosara. Rashi disagrees. Another example. How do you translate the words Hashem Yimloch Li'olam Vo'ed? Samachlekes, Rashi, and the Targum. What does Rashi say? Hashem Yimloch Li'olam Vo'ed is Pasuk Yud Ches. Hashem Yimloch, it's a continuation of the previous pasuk. The previous pasuk says, Mikdosh Hashem, your sanctuary, Koninu Yodecha, has been established by Yodecha, by both of your hands. When will the Mikdosh be established by both of your hands and not by one of your hands? So Rashi says, not now, it'll be in Hashem Yimloch, in the future. when Hashem will be Melech in the future, when Hashem will build the Bayis Shlishi will be built by two of Hashem's hands. But now it's only built by one of Hashem's hands. This is Rashi. Chaviv Beis HaMikdash Olam Nivra B'Yad Eachas. The Mikdash, the world was rolling created in one hand. Shenemer Af Yodi Yosta Oretz. My singular hand created the world. Umikdash, but the Beis HaMikdash B'Shtei Yodayim. Then Rashi says Ve'Eim Osai. When will the Mikdash be built with two of Hashem's hands? Yibone B'Shtei Yodayim. Oh, in the future, not now. Not today, not as it was. Bizman shehashem yimloch li oylam voed le osid lovo shekol hamulucha shelo l'olam. That's not the way the Targum translates it. The Targum translates Hashem malchusei koein. It exists now forever. Yimloch is not to be translated in the future. It means. When you want to refer to something that exists forever, it was, it's now, and will be forever. The way you describe something forever is in the future tense. Hashem, Malchusei, His kingdom, Kohen, exists, Le'olam, Ul'olmei, Olmaya, forever and ever. It exists now and will exist forever, but it exists now. It's not the future tense, according to the Targum. A whole different way to translate the pasuk. Therefore, it is for this reason Rav Ashkenazi suggests we translate Hashem al Husei Koim Leolam Olam Elmaya that a person shouldn't make a mistake when you read the she when you say Hashem Yimloch Leolam Voed in kedusha or you say Hashem Yimloch Leolam Voed in all the different parts of davening. It's an isolation. So then it's very Hashem Yimloch Leolam Voed. It means Hashem. It is forever and ever. But when you're saying it in the Shira, it's very easy to be misled because the Hashem Yimloch Leolam Voed is juxtaposed to Mikdash Hashem Konnu Yodecha. So a person can walk away from the Shira and has not be cursed, Chas V'Shalom. And you can say, yeah, Kabbalah So Malch Hashanayim, not now, the next lifetime. In 100 years from now, when Mashiach will come, Hashem Yimloch Leolam Voed. But now? Today, business as usual. Business as usual. Hashem is not watching now. I can do whatever I want today. Therefore, because we can be misled to make this mistake and translate it like Rashi does. Rashi, Elu ve'il divrei Elokim chayim. We want to emphasize, no, not like Rashi. Now, be makabel upon yourself, O Malchus Shemayim, today, and acknowledge Hashem is around forever. That's why we're so makbid to conclude with Hashem al Husei Ko'em Le'olam Lo Me'el Maya. Don't learn like Rashi. It's a whole new approach to understand why we have it over here. Okay, so that pretty much concludes. So on Shabbos, you watch out. See what.
Why in Aramaic?
Aramaic, the translation prevents us from learning like Rashi. If you learn like Rashi, Hashem Yimloch Leolam, it means that Hashem will be the king in the future. Hashem is not king today. Hashem will be, that's true. That, when will the Mikdash be established with two hands? In the future. That implies that Hashem is not the Melech today. Hashem will be the king in the future, but today we can do whatever we want. No! When you're davening, it's critical that you makabel upon yourself, Hashem is king today. Therefore, we have to translate it into English. Hashem Yimloch Leolam Voed, not like Rashi, but like the Targum. Hashem Al Husei Ko'em Leolam Uliolme Elmaya. So this Shabbos, pay attention to the Baal Kriya and see if the Baal Kriya sings the last Pasek, Kivosus Paro Berich Mu'ul Farosh Vayam.
And look at the Sefer Torah.
The Sefer Torah, for sure. All the Sefer Torah today are going to have it written, or we are Gabi Levena. What? They don't go that far back. They're not. It's very rare. It's very rare to find the Sefer Torah, an old Sefer Torah today, that's not going to happen. That's not a kasha.
No, that's also from the Sefer.
That's Lubavitch.
Right, but today they don't write it today.
Lubavitch writes it like that today. Nusach Svar, I think, writes it like that. What?